In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. The light was the light of the world. The world was created by Him. We're reminded in today's Gospel that God has not only power, but authority and dominion in this world. This is not the world of the devil. This is not the world of sin. This is not the world that we should fear. We fear because we think Satan and sin have dominion and power over us. But they actually only have as much power over us as we give them. And we give them that power sometimes directly, sometimes indirectly. We sometimes give this power directly by living a sinful life, by doing the things we know we shouldn't be doing, by straying from God's light, by being alone when we could be in His presence. So these are all very intentional acts. We leave God, we leave righteousness, we leave holiness, and we go a very different path. But indirectly, sometimes we give Satan authority just because we don't really believe. We don't have faith. We don't understand. We don't understand how powerful God is. We don't understand how much sovereignty and authority He has. We don't understand how much He loves and supports us. And so when we find the problem, we find an issue, rather than placing it in His hands, we panic, we fear, and we start to act in the ways that say, I'm unsupported, I'm alone. Our Lord reassured His disciples and said to them, you are not alone. And we are not alone. We're not alone because He is constantly with us. What we need to remember is that the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, the incarnation of the Word, was only for our salvation. This is not when God started to exist. This is not when the Son began to be. He was always there. God was always in the world, and the world rejected Him. Just as He's in the world today, and still, there are many in the world who reject Him even today. We reject Him again, sometimes positively and sometimes idly. But He is the power that we can rely on. In the world, we will find tribulation, and our Lord tells us that. And that tribulation is not necessarily going to be at the sword of the enemy, although we still see that today. But that tribulation can be on a day-to-day basis. Troubles in our homes, troubles in our families, troubles in our works, troubles in our communities. Troubles within friends, troubles within colleagues. These small things are also tribulations. I sometimes think that we are very ready for the big things. We're ready to stand up for our faith in the face of persecution. But we are sometimes much more pressured and fearful of the small things that happen around us. Because God is God of big things, not the little things. Not the problems in our homes, or the problems in our work, or the problems in our studies, or the problems in our communities. These things we just think we need to face alone. And by thinking we need to face them alone, we become weak. But the God who came and took flesh to save the world is the same God who dwells within us to also save and safeguard our own lives on a day-to-day basis. He's there for us every day. So today's reminder that in the beginning was the Word means that we must always remember that God pre-existed everything. God pre-existed sin. God pre-existed Satan. God pre-existed weakness. God even pre-existed the world as we know it. And so the same God who was so capable of creating this world and saving this world is the one who is inside each and every one of us. We sometimes think, yes, God is there, But in us we have a little God. There is no little God and big God. God is God. And so the God of the whole of humanity is the God who is inside me. So the God who we pray to solve the big issues is the same God who is in our lives to solve the small ones. So we pray to him today. We place everything before him. We thank him for reminding us that he is the God of the world, the creator of the world, the savior of the world. But in the same breath, we thank him personally for being my God, my creator, and my savior every day. And glory be to God forever. Amen.